You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. With the Louisiana legislative session coming to a close on June 8th, Governor John Bel Edwards plans to call a special session to deal with budget issues if legislators fail to make progress on dealing with the upcoming fiscal cliff next year. The House has revealed their budget plan. In response, the Senate Finance Committee has adopted a proposed budget to avoid cuts to higher education and funding the popular TOPS tuition program and more. Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur unveiled his committee's proposed changes in response to the House's budget bill.
We made available approximately $220 million of additional money, and then this is how we appropriated it. We will not cut higher ed, DCFS, corrections, veterans, or the amount allocated to sheriff's housing. We have funded MFP, civil service, and probation and parole. We are providing for a 2% increase. We fully fund TOPS.
LaFleur also added the proposed Senate budget addresses some current year bills the House budget neglected to cover.
As you all know, it was approximately $80 million that was left basically just not taken care of, $80 million.
Upon learning of the Senate Finance Committee's budget approach, Governor John Bel Edwards issued a statement calling the proposal, quote, a responsible approach, end quote. Senator Sharon Hewitt also agreed.
I think this is a very responsible approach. You know, we didn't just do an across-the-board haircut.
Former chairman of Senate Finance Jack Donahue was impressed that this plan leaves some revenue unspent, although not the full $239 million the House left on the table.
I can't help looking at the numbers thinking that $122 million is the number that we are honoring the House with.
The $29 billion Senate budget plan spends more than the House plan, but still leaves $80 million unspent, which is far less than the $206 million in the House version. The full Senate is expected to vote on the plan this weekend. Then the House will respond. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.